Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning to you on a cold early January Tuesday throughout the Delaware Valley. Hello. So, all right, the Sirianni interview. There was one answer that grabbed my attention more than any other.
Was it about the backup quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes. So when asked who will be the backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee, he didn't specify an answer, but he framed it as a good problem to have, which tells me he maybe hasn't made a decision yet. And here's the other complication.
Or Kenny's not healthy.
Well, that's right.
But he
right.
didn't mention it, Kenny's health, really.
No, but it could be related.
It could be.
And he wouldn't mention it.
He doesn't do injuries.
Yeah, he doesn't do injuries. So there is a scenario that McKee's the two because Kenny Pickett's 80%, not 100%. That's a possibility.
Okay.
What I wonder is if they're both 100%, is Tanner McKee maybe the two? I don't know. He just, you know, a good problem to have. That was an interesting way to frame the answer. So, you know, we probably won't know until Sunday.
You always say when you have two starting quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Yeah.
But
we're never
till Sunday.
To know.
When you have
no,
two backup
never.
Quarterbacks,
well, you'll
fine.
Know when they they'll
fine.
Designate it before the game.
Okay, he's designated. We'll never know who they really want to be the backup quarterback because Kenny Pickett, if he's healthy, will be the backup quarterback. He just told us
about
with
that.
Every answer,
I don't
Joe,
know about that.
How consistent he plans to keep everything.
Well,
remember
I think
that?
He, yeah, no,
you remember
right.
that point being driven home. Repeatedly.
But we don't know how injured
Why
Kenny
would
Pickett
he
is.
Change?
No, but he was saying if healthy. Okay. Yeah, no, look, John, I don't think he
that.
Will change, but I.
He
will,
won't.
But I think
I'm
he.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way they will change that.
Well, I hope they run Hurts more often early. And I thought his answer actually spoke to that possibility. That was the other answer. I thought. Because do you guys agree with me? I'm basing this on the eye test. I don't have stats in front of me, but I feel very confident. Jalen Hurts very infrequently runs in the
but
first drive.
But he was doing it in the Washington game, and then he
in
got
the
injured.
First drive?
He got hurt on the second drive and,
yeah,
and that, on a
remember,
run.
Remember, he had like 40 yards running, and I thought—
He had 41
yes,
yards, running,
You're
on
right.
two, 41
You're
yards
right.
running on two drives.
You're right.
I thought
no,
they
right.
were going to blow him out, and then he got hurt.
No, I remember.
And then they couldn't run. So
no.
I think maybe they were trying something different.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, who knows?
I just hope they unleash him. That's my point. Let's get to Neil.
A lot of it, remember, has to do with what they put. Defensively.
Well, I understand
him.
That. It always does. Yeah. All right. Neil in North Jersey. Good morning, Neil.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. I greatly appreciate
it. You got it, buddy.
Couple things. So I think both of you are correct in the sense, John, I think you're right. I think to assume that this game with the Packers is a fait accompli and that we're simply going to win and move on is something we should not take for granted. Packers have a good offense. Josh Jacobs can run the football, good defense. It's going to be a close game. I think it's a field goal game either way, and I think you're right to look ahead and simply assume or expect that we're going to go on to the next round.
Well, not assume, but I think expect. I think expect is the right word. Assume is not. Look, after the Mets beat the Phillies, man.
What was that?
After the Mets beat the Phillies, anything and everything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I think the Diamondbacks one is a better example.
It is.
Yeah, right.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, that was a kick in the crotch. But the other thing too, I think you're right about is that the Eagles are not getting the national love they deserve. I mean, we beat the Ravens, so by definition, if we beat a team in the playoffs, we should be rated higher than that team.
In their house.
Yeah,
beat
but
them in Baltimore,
but not always. Right. Like I would not put Buffalo above Kansas City, even though Buffalo won in Kansas City.
But remember, hold on. What you're saying is that it feels unfair that the national perspective is not giving us as good a chance to get to the Super Bowl because we have a 15% chance.
It's low.
And the Ravens have a higher chance than we do.
That's nuts.
Well, the Ravens in the first round play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
Who they're favored to beat by 10 points or more at this point.
Then they get the Bills in the second round. That's tougher than what the Eagles have.
No, John, I agree with your point.
It's almost like they feel like they have a week off. We, the Eagles, do not have a week off.
No, I agree.
We're, you know, the Packers, even though they're banged up now with Christian Watson a little bit more, and I do think it makes their offense a lot less explosive and a lot more predictable, which is going to help us, especially with the number one defense to start with anyway.
Right.
We're going to be good. We're going to be good to go.
And I think our defense, I mean, the one of the major reasons we had that collapse last year was we were old in the secondary, and the new rookie and the rookies just didn't have enough gas. And now we've seen the great linebacker play, the great secondary, the great draft.
Yeah.
So I think we go into this playoff with a lot more momentum and a better chance to win, quite frankly.
All right, Neil, let me ask you a question, and I need an honest answer here.
I'll always give you an honest answer. You know that.
Who would you rather have out there at cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell or old man James Bradbury like last year?
Well, since you framed it like that, Joe, I'm going to go with Quinyon Mitchell.
I mean, that was a joke, man. I mean, last year, and they should have pulled him out before that playoff game, and they certainly should have pulled him out during. He was completely overmatched. All right, obviously I was joking with the question. Neil, give me an answer. Who or what is one of a kind?
If we're going by individuals, he was the smartest human being that ever lived but couldn't tie his shoes, Albert Einstein.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's up there. There have been other smart people. So, you know, I'm really struck by the Muggsy Bogues answer as a potential winning answer, even if there was a 5'3" guy in 1947.
There was,
but here's the thing.
Lots of them.
Not once NBA players grow. Like, the NBA, as we know it, with a bunch of 7-footers and a bunch of 6'9 guys and a bunch of 6'6 guys, like, I get back
in. So, Muggsy Bogues is the shortest player in the history of basketball.
I might vote for him.
So, prior to that, even old school guys, 5'5 was the shortest
player. And
that
was when the center might be 6'6.
A lot of guys were tiny. Yeah.
All right, well, so
Muggsy's a good answer, man.
Is Manute Bol the tallest of all time?
Muresan was just as tall.
Okay.
Muresan, Manute.
And then Yao Ming was like 1 inch shorter or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wemby's up there. Wemby's like 7'5", so he's up there, too.
I think 5. I think he's 7'5". Yeah, that guy's something, man.
Because he can actually play.
He can really
amazing.
Play. Yeah, he can really play. All right, so I told you earlier my resolutions for 2025. This next one's not a resolution. It's more of just a declaration for the year. I want to bring the leather jacket back.
Oh, really? You think you're the one?
I wear a leather jacket.
Well, a lot of people don't. Like, over the holidays, I forget which day, but I said to Amy, I was like, all right, I think rock the leather jacket. She's like, not the leather jacket.
Well, maybe it's like, the leather jacket that you have.
Maybe you have an old one.
It's 15 years or so.
Well, that's okay. That's
the classic leather jacket.
What, you have a bomber?
I don't know what it's called. I just know that
he probably has a Fonzie.
But you don't see
anybody. He's got a Fonzie because he thinks that's the coolest jacket.
You don't see anybody wear a leather jacket. I think most people don't wear leather jackets the way they used to. It's not
a
thing.
I have like three of them.
Yeah,
I'm really happy for you.
But I'm saying I think a lot of people. I think younger people don't wear leather jackets anymore.
James,
it's not a cool thing to wear leather jackets.
Can I do it? But I know I will do it.
No, you can't.
Can I bring it back?
No.
Not cool enough?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why don't you bring it in tomorrow and we can check it out?
I will do that. I mean, I'll just say this. This is the way I think of things. James Dean, the Fonz, Dylan McKay, the Hammer. Is that?
No. Dylan McKay's 30 years ago now.
I know, but I mean,
that's my point. I'm saying
cool
you're
rebel...
stopping 30 years ago is the leather jacket. That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly right.
Sure. Yes, you can pull it off, and people wear leather.
Well, that's not a leather jacket.
That's not what he's talking about.
This is a leather jacket.
It might be made of leather.
He's talking about
a leather
jacket. That's not a leather jacket.
Neither then. That's what he's talking about. That has like a thing on the top. Like he's talking about a leather jacket.
It's like a Sherpa.
This has a thing on the top.
Yes, it has like a
made out of leather
on the top.
No, that's not leather jacket.
No, we're saying it's leather.
Nobody, if you take that out to the street and say, "Is this a leather jacket?" Not one person will say.
I don't care what it's made of. It's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not a leather jacket.
So hold on. So you're saying a leather jacket
like
is only what Fonzie wore?
Well, the smooth type of
that's
leather.
What he's talking about. Yeah, that's literally what he's talking about.
Why is that the only definition
because
of a leather
jacket?
Because
that looks like what Ned Stark wore.
What are you talking about?
That's not a leather jacket.
It's like a winter coat, I would say.
Let me bring
a leather coat.
Right,
a leather winter coat.
Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, I know you can't see what John's holding, but who do you believe in this scenario, if three people are telling John it's not a leather jacket and John's saying it is, who's right then?
I believe John.
Oh, for the
thank
love,
you,
for
Dan.
The, for the love of God.
Thank you. Is it made out of leather?
But that's not what we're talking about,
John. That's not what a leather jacket is.
Technically, it is a quote-unquote leather jacket. It's not the context of the conversation we're having.
It's not a leather jacket.
There's a bunch of different leather jackets. There's like the biker leather jacket, yeah. Like the holes on the side. There's sure. The bomber. There's yes. The three-quarter lengths that we used to wear in the 90s.
But it can't look
Fonzie.
Like. But it can't look like fur.
No,
and be
Richie's
called a leather
has like
jacket.
A fur thing
Richie's
on the top.
Is a
you
poke.
Have distressed,
it's
you
not
have
a
distressed
jacket.
Leather yeah. Jacket where it's like brown, but it looks like it's distressed. Joe, it, sure. But back to your point, you can pull off anything
thank
that
you,
you wear because you're a bad dresser. So no matter what you wear, you're always going to be looked at like, that dude's a bad dresser.
Remember
doesn't matter what you have on.
Remember the
can
Kirk
you start
Cameron?
A trend? Absolutely not.
So will it be an upgrade? It'll be an upgrade?
What?
You know, it just because I'm a bad
dresser. The Fonzie leather will be
I am,
an upgrade.
I am a bad dresser. I acknowledge that. I mean, my
God. He's a fantastic dresser. How are you a bad dresser?
She tried with Christmas and hopefully,
opposite
look, here's part of the problem. I got to wear those clothes. I mean, that's a good thing, but I'm saying I wake up in the morning. I don't, look, what,
you're not wearing different clothing.
What do I, yeah, I'm wearing the
you're
same.
You're wearing the exact same black.
Same nonsense
hoodie,
I always wear.
Well, it doesn't matter what you wear
prior
here.
Prior to the Christmas.
No.
Joe, if you look good, you feel good, Joe. Don't forget that.
Let me tell you something.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Dan, first comment you've made all year that makes sense.
We're only 9 days into the year. Whatever.
All right, Dan, what do you make of our birds?
All right, so look, odds are, right, it's going to be Minnesota or Detroit, whatever, but every single year there are upsets in the playoffs. So hopefully the upset doesn't happen to us.
I know.
But there could be an upset, right, where the road becomes a lot easier than Minnesota or Detroit. So
it doesn't become that much easier if it's an upset.
Well, if the only one that really applies
sure
to is if Detroit loses in the second round.
Yes, then it comes
difference.
Here.
That's yeah. A big difference.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, I do think facing the Rams instead of the Vikings in the second round is a difference.
100%.
I think it matters.
They're still, but they're still, the NFC teams do feel of high quality. You
I
know,
agree, but wouldn't
like
you say the Vikings are better
group.
Than the Rams, right?
Yes.
You would say that.
I would say
that. Yeah, I would say that.
Would you say the Bucs are better than the Redskins?
And then I saw Sam Darnold go out there and do what he did against the Blitz and against good defense. Makes me worry about the Vikings' potential downfalls because of their quarterback exclusively.
Yeah, he can't handle these moments. So I do think if anybody's going to be upset, it is going to be Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, everybody's look at us the same way as, like, we're a team that, geez, we don't want to face. We don't want to face. So, you know, we have to remember that as well.
Well, except for Washington, who was like, the hell, if we play our quarterback, we'll take him out and face the Eagles. I couldn't believe that. I could not believe that they pulled him out during that game, but... Whatever. All right, Dan, give me an answer. Who or what is truly one of a kind?
And Joe, since you seem to be the stickler today, you're pretty much probably going to be the guy who makes this decision.
I don't know about
only
that.
You are going to know the true answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
Judy's prom dress.
Wow.
It works every time. It works every time.
I never see it coming.
Yeah.
What color
she's
was it?
She's great at setting it up.
Wasn't the color of Monica Lewinsky's prom dress, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Wow, really?
We're the off color.
What is Monica Lewinsky's prom dress have to do with anything?
We're the off color, all right?
Was she wearing a prom dress?
James. Rhea is totally in lockstep with what I just indicated. And Linda Tripp.
I get where you're going,
and
for,
Linda
but it's
Tripp,
weird.
Rhea, could you imagine being friends
weird,
with Linda Tripp?
Weird, like, non-sequitur
oh, worst friend
way of
in the world
it.
Ever.
I mean, to audio tape, and if she didn't audio tape her, Clinton would have gotten away with it.
Oh, she was selling her out.
That was astounding.
Yeah.
My God. All right, let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, what's happening, pal?
Oh, I don't know if I can come or follow up the Linda Tripp, Monica Lewinsky story, but...
I think the dress was blue. I'm not going to talk about the other color.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't...
You didn't have to talk about any of it, if we're being honest, you know?
All right, Ed, go ahead.
Frankly, man. So I don't really understand the odds. I understand how the odds are kind of against the Eagles.
It's very weird, but, Ed. It's very, very weird.
We have a tough path, but I think they might have overdone it a little bit.
I mean, Ed, how do the Eagles have only a 4% better chance than the Bucs to get to the Super Bowl? I mean, are you freaking kidding me? What is that nonsense?
Only 2% better than the Packers.
Yeah, that don't
work
for me.
Here on the road. Like,
I mean, the Eagles
have to, the Packers like would have to play every single game on the road. Like, every single one.
The Eagles are 12-1 in their last 13 games, and assuming Jalen plays completely healthy. It makes no sense.
They've handicapped these teams that have to play in week one a little bit too much in that, whatever that scheme is. The 15% seems way too low when you compare it to 41 for the Lions.
Right.
We don't have one-third the chance that the Lions do to get to that Super Bowl.
That's my point.
It's going to be us in Detroit for this NFC Championship, and I think the nation concurs. Everyone's expecting that. So that does lead me to believe that the nation respects the Eagles. They expect us to be the game before the Super Bowl like it's clockwork.
Maybe.
Yet we're playing two games prior to that game.
It's not enough for my liking, though. It's just not enough. Ed, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is one of a kind?
He played over 1,000 games in the major leagues as a left-handed catcher, Jack Clements from the 1800s.
Is he the only one?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, there have definitely been other left-handed catchers.
All right, so.
It's a good thought.
James, what's one of a kind in baseball?
I mean, DiMaggio.
Yep, at the major league level, he is.
Mm-hmm.
What else is one of a kind?
I mean, records is what pops in my head. Like, Cy Young.
Forget records.
Yeah, forgetting records.
Forget records.
One of a kind. Only have
the guy that got cut for throwing
triple play?
No, there have been, I think, about 10.
Few of those, yeah.
The guy that got cut in the minor leagues for throwing the potato down third base.
Yeah, sure. I'll give you a bad one. Remember when the Royals' first base coach got attacked by the fans from the stand? That was nuts.
That was nuts.
That was crazy.
A knife?
Yeah, it was a knife. Yeah. Like,
that was really horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
How about Lenny Randall, who just died? The time he laid down a bunt so he could beat up the pitcher?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Otis Nixon. I don't think anyone's ever gone spikes first.
Otis Nixon. Well, Ty Cobb did some spikes first, but maybe not.
You're right.
Maybe
not sliding into bases, right?
Holy hell. All right. Well, we're hoping the Eagles rule the world. Coming up in about a month. Got a legitimate shot. You know who always gets shortchanged in the sports person of the year category? Hmm. Well, not category, the thing. Football players.
Yeah, because it's right in the middle of the season.
Brutal.
Yeah. Like, and it gets forgotten about by the next time.
Like, Saquon would have to win the Super Bowl, win the MVP, and then have another 2,000 yards for this year's.
And then by the time that happens, some Caitlin Clark type thing could happen or whatever, you know? Yeah.
And I'm not ripping Caitlin Clark or Simone Biles or any of these people that are very deserving of strong consideration, if not the award. But if you haven't noticed, like, football players almost never win that award because you basically have to be dominant over two seasons. You have to win the Super Bowl, be the MVP, and then have another phenomenal season. It's kind of unfair.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just putting that out there. A little unfair. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rick calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Happy New Year, people.
Thanks, Rick.
I agree with you, Joe. It's to have them as a slightly over some of the teams they have to play to get to the Super Bowl is ridiculous.
Absurd.
But I have a feeling, I think I know why. Jalen Hurts has a history, whether it's preseason or whether it was after the Chicago injury. When he doesn't play for close to a month, it takes him a while to get things started.
Uh-oh, we don't have a Joel Embiid situation on our hands, do we?
Well, I'm going to
crank it up.
But look at the history of Jalen when he doesn't play, when he sits in preseason. He sat that long time last year in Chicago. He does have a history.
All right, so here's the one I remember, Rick. The one I remember is I did think in the playoffs 2 years ago, of course, they reached the Super Bowl, and he was spectacular in the Super Bowl. But I do remember thinking he had not played great in the Giants win or the 49ers win. They were winning for other reasons. I mean, namely, Hassan Reddick knocked out
Brock Purdy,
and it changed the whole game.
Was that the year that he got hurt in the Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was cold, remember?
He was off for a similar 2 to 3 weeks.
It was exactly the same thing, almost. Almost exactly. Well, he came back the last week of this season against that Giants game, remember?
Okay.
That, like, didn't really matter, but kind of mattered a little bit, played a bit.
To finalize the one
yeah,
seed.
Yeah, to finalize the one seed. That was it.
But I do remember he wasn't that sharp in the two home playoff
until
games.
Until the Super Bowl. I agree. Even though they won 38-7, I have the same memory of that.
And the Eagles
got an offensive coordinator and a different offense.
Yeah.
And it's all different.
Yeah, well, listen, Rick, that's why we asked Nick about the Russ factor. And, you know, we'll just, I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you can try to get him as many reps as possible this week.
He's grown as a player since then.
Yeah, we'll say.
And before I give you my one of a kind, I'm just going to say this. And, you know, when Wentz went down the year they won the Super Bowl, a lot of us, even you in the studio, you all thought it was game over, even with Nick Foles there. And you know what? If Jalen Hurts is one bump away from being out again, and Pickett's ribs are not where they need to be, this kid is 6'6". He's got an IQ. He's from Stanford. He's got to distribute the ball. All he's got to do is manage the game like Trent Dilfer did in 2000.
Nick Foles 2.0.
I'm telling you.
I think he's pretty good too, man.
He stays out of trouble. He gets rid of the ball. He doesn't throw a pick when he doesn't need to, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Right, here's my one of a kind, Michael Phelps.
All right, what's the one of a kind, though?
Michael, one of a kind.
Well, I'm asking I'm looking for what? He's got the most medals.
27 gold medals. The schedule he had to keep, I'm sure you've heard of what he had to do. He was in the pool for hours, and his meals and his and nutrition. Nobody ever did what he did.
Rick, I told you I'd be a stickler to that. Here's my argument against Michael Phelps. So he's got the most golds, he's got the most medals.
So that in and of itself is one of a kind.
But it's why I asked, like, what? And he's talking about his nutrition and time in the pool. I'm guarantee you.
I think every other Michael Phelps as a person, I think is what he's saying. Like, the whole Michael Phelps thing was what I interpreted as.
Okay, just, you know.
You could have gone with that an Eagle actually sung a song about him about getting his Michael Phelps song.
He did,
Phelps song.
And you guys,
Michael Phelps song.
And you guys know, I think the swimming thing in the Olympics is way overrated.
You're out of your mind.
Because, Rhea, you can win 10 golds Michael Jordan couldn't win 10 in 92. He could win one.
Right.
They're two completely different sports.
Well, my point is, what if Michael Jordan had 3-on-3?
He's saying the medals are overrated. The amount of medals
she understands.
Is overrated.
It's outrageous. I mean, if Michael Jordan could play 1-on-1, 3-on-3.
Have you ever competed in the swimming pool?
Let me tell you this.
Oh, no. Here we go.
The answer is a definitive no. I don't swim. I don't swim.
Doggy paddling everywhere.
You don't swim at all?
Oh, yeah.
I doggy paddle.
That's not swimming. That's what two-year-olds do.
I'm well aware, and I have in my whole life. But and I got to say, one other Olympic thing, let me get off my chest, because I haven't said this in about 2 years. The fact that
coaches can coach in other countries.
But James, how am I not wrong about that?
Because they're not playing. Who cares?
But they're representing the country as the coach, and you can be from a different country. How
they're
does that
a coach.
Make...
They're not playing the games. They're not on the
but
field.
But they're influencing the games.
Yeah, so teachers... Teachers can not teach across
borders.
It's not the
Olympics.
Come on.
You have to represent your country in the Olympics.
Joel Embiid was on his fifth country.
Well, but he had changed countries. James, would you represent Russia?
I mean, Russia's would I represent Norway? Sure. Yeah, I'd represent Norway or something like that.
Are you Norwegian?
I would consider you a lesser American.
I have Norwegian blood in me. I'm part Norwegian. What do you want me to do? I'm part French. I could go to France.
You're not actually French.
No, I'm American.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be playing on the field, so if they paid me good money.
I would deport you.
Okay, good. You're going to deport Nick Nurse? Yeah. You're going to get our Sixers coach out of Coach Canada. What are you going to do about that?
I didn't like it.
They have a team.
I didn't like
when
it.
When it comes to teaching
so
what you
know to others.
So all
these coaches should work? What about the fact that the vast majority of basketball coaches
should
are American?
Work. There's the winner. Get a job. Being a basketball coach.
Well, they already have that. You're saying they are not allowed to participate in the Olympics because their country already has coaches, so they can't participate.
You know why, James? Because their country didn't pick them. Out!
So only one coach and
well,
his staff
a couple
is
assistants.
Capable of coaching at the Olympic
if
level.
If you notice, Jay Wright didn't go coach Germany.
Dream
he went coach in Germany. He's coaching the U.S.
coaches in America to go coach at the Olympic level.
Be one of the best of your country.
Mm-hmm.
And
simple you can
rule.
Do that and go coach another country.
That's nonsense. And everybody Fly listening knows
craft.
I'm right about this. Everybody knows I'm right.
The three people
crazy.
In the room disagree with you, so
you guys,
I doubt everyone out there agrees with you.
You're just being difficult. No, I can tell.
I don't think we are.
I think you believe it for sure, John. James, I think you're pushing back.
I totally believe it. I don't care at all. It doesn't affect me. Like, I don't feel strongly. I just don't care. It doesn't bother me at all.
Let me ask you this, James. Should someone be allowed to serve in a government if they're not of that nationality? What if I want to go be the president
This is very different.
I want to be the president
of
Lithuania.
Government. This is sports.
Well, we're talking about representing your nation.
In sports.
In the game.
In a game that the kids play.
Games.
What are you talking about?
No, that don't make me happy. Let's go to Joe and Telford.
I'm happy you're not happy.
Joe, who's right? Who's right?
I don't want to get in the middle of that. You know,
that's a right smart man.
this team, I'm very excited to watch this team go into the playoffs. With McKee, I was saying earlier in the week, I think if Hurts gives up a turnover or two that's on him, we got to put McKee in there and see how he performs. Foles V2.
I don't buy that.
No.
All right, if Jalen's healthy, he's the guy.
All right. We'll see what happens, right? If we're down, you know, 2-3 scorers at the end of the game, and you know,
it's not his time yet.
The NFL, I don't think, should be able to talk to these coaches until the Super Bowl is over for teams that.
Boy, it's complicated, man.
I hate it.
I don't like it either.
It's
but
it's like Jonathan Gannon. I mean, out there and talking to him during the Super Bowl week like that is completely unacceptable.
I'm with it, man. I mean, you've talked about it with Gannon, like your biggest job interview of your life. Like, how do you not pay attention to that? How do you not, at least, no matter what you say, you're like, oh, I'm fully focused on this game. Like, no matter what you do, you're a human being.
No, I understand. So, Joe, listen, I get the point you, James, and Rhea just made, and I'm not saying that there's not valid parts of that, but would you really say it's fair to the guy that he basically would be blocked from getting a job? Because
I think they have to change the whole process.
I'm saying you should not be able
to hire a coach until the end of the playoffs or something.
That's a good argument.
Well, I don't think it would be fair to these teams either to say, hey, you can't start planning.
Teams would have wink-wink agreements, though. They might, but
like, this is unfair the way it works.
I know.
It penalizes teams that are good.
I know.
Coaches in the playoffs should absolutely not be allowed to talk future contracts while they're in the playoffs. That shouldn't be a thing.
Listen, the combination of what you said and James said, I'm open-minded to that.
I think they're adults who, you know, they've learned to manage this.
But it's not about man. Like, you can't help it. Like, if you have an interview in a couple days for a head coaching job, it's going to be in your head.
It's unavoidable that I would be distracted personally, but I've seen and heard of so many coaches doing this, and this is just the way it's been done.
Fundamentally, though, it takes away your time to prepare for the Super Bowl.
I can't imagine how it wouldn't. I think going into it as a head coach, talking to his staff, you have to figure out a way to make it work for your guys because you want them to do well. You want them to advance.
Absolutely.
You don't want to hold them back.
And in a certain aspect, it should encourage these guys to want to win the Super Bowl because that only adds to their
No doubt about it.
Well, it's
a reward for these coaches who could potentially be interviewing to become an offensive coordinator somewhere or, you know, a promotion somewhere else.
For sure.
Nick certainly wants his guys to do well.
Look, James
speaks better of him.
James's theory is the only part where I say maybe I go with where you're at, but you'd have to have a moratorium on anybody being hired. And I do think there would be breaking of the rules. But anyway, all right, fascinating call. Joe, give me an answer. Who or what is one of a kind?
AI.
AI the person or AI the concept?
No, I'm going to leave that up in the air.
Or AI the movie. Okay, man. Remember that in the 016ers?
Yeah,
The movie came out?
Yeah, the Haley Joel Osment, Steven Spielberg movie.
I just remember it was all coming together that year.
Mm-hmm.
They won every award. You know, AI and Larry Brown were getting along.
Sixth Man of the Year,
the whole thing. You know, the movie AI comes out. It was a beautiful thing. And then the Lakers happened, and you know, always near and dear to our heart. By the way, can the Sixers get back? Here's the thing, and I mean this very much. It's not just about the Sixers winning. I want to feel proud of them again. Right? Is that a fair way to put it?
Sure. Yeah.
Because 0-1, I mean, Rhea. We were so proud of them.
I remember in July after that, I've said it to people all the time, I was still tired from the run.
It was a grueling process.
But it was amazing. Yeah. Like, you literally, every basket you were invested in. Every basket.
And they played almost the maximum games because they played seven and seven.
I don't remember... like the city with the flags. I don't ever remember it being like so ubiquitous everywhere. We're like, every single car had a Sixers flag. It was wild.
And I lost mine because I freaking put the power window down in the back seat and forgot that the flag was and it was gone.
I've done that.
So it was your fault they lost.
I had to buy a new one. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
And they really miss Pat Croce and Dave Koski and all the people and Billy King that were part of connecting the organization with the community. I mean, they just really miss it. All right, Time's Yours is brought to, and we miss them, obviously. Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
This is a good thing that we're getting disrespected on the national stage. It's Art of War 101. Let our enemies think we're weak when we're strong. Let them think we're in disarray when we're organized. Let them think we're wimps when we're ready to kick their ass. Art of War 101.
I like that. That's a good argument right there.
If they're underestimating us, Joe, then feel good about it because we know how good we are.
I believe in my heart of hearts that there is not an offense in the playoffs that will be able to score more points on our defense than our offense will be able to generate more points on any defense. I believe that. Go Bears!
Yeah, well, that's called winning it all.
That really helps.
If you do that, you win. If you don't, you lose.
Since the camera's so much interested in a leather jacket and wants the best, I hear Rocco DeMeo's is available.
What's this?
What's this? It's the jacket.
The jacket.
The jacket. I took off Rocco DeMeo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You might want to check with Ricky Aprile.
Richie!
Tony didn't want it.
He ain't going to like it.
Let me tell you something, man.
The dumbest thing in the world is that leather jacket today means Fonzie jacket.
Yeah, that's what the leather jacket is.
It's what people think of.
It's what people think of.
Yeah. It's what... Yeah. Joe thinks
it's
of.
What
I can't believe
all of us,
you guys
all of us think of.
Think of Fonzie jackets as leather jackets. That's
I know that
so,
they're not, but that's what you think of when you hear leather jackets.
What's wrong with you? Do you guys realize you think the same way that
John,
he does?
Do you guys realize that everyone here thinks one way?
No, that's not true.
The whole world
There's
does.
No way.
The whole world does.
You're wrong.
When it comes to sports trivia, the hammer, very reliable.
The hammer!
But when it comes to cooking in the kitchen, we'll see what happens. Tom George.
Listen, the pork chops in the baked beans, juices flowing. It's a beautiful thing.
When you order pork chops,
order them. I don't think I've ever had it out.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
Never.
Okay.
So why do you buy it at home and make it in a dumb way?
It's great.
No, it's not.
Way. Softens up the meat.
First of all, pork chops themselves, go pork tenderloin if you're going to go pork at home.
I like
it. It's way easier and it's better.
Yeah. How about that?
This is for the life advice segment. Help me hammer, help me hammer. Help me hammer, help me hammer. Help me hammer, help me hammer. Help me with your life advice.
Listen.
Not bad.
We could make that part of the open.
That wasn't too bad. I mean, the open for life advice is phenomenal, so I don't want to mess with it, but, you know.
Maybe there's a course in the area that would do it.
You know? I do not support using that.
No. What about the, what's the singing group in Philadelphia called?
The Hooters?
No, the group,
Boys to Men?
No, not that kind of group.
Like the choir?
The orchestra people down there.
Oh, the boys choir?
The Kimmel Center or whatever. What's that?
The Philadelphia Orchestra?
Philadelphia Orchestra. Seltzer.
Okay. Oh my
Seltzer.
God. What's the thing with the orchestra?
I want the Philadelphia Orchestra. The all the string instruments and you bring in a singer and
you're all over this orchestra.
I mean, that could work, right?
No,
I don't know what you're what could work.
They would sing the "Help Me Hammer," help me hammer, and then someone they
play
this? Nice music like Mozart. I like
Mozart.
Sure.
Okay.
And combine that with the Beach Boys.
Oh.
Combine that with
really rolling here.
All right, with that.
What's the orchestra thing called?
Yeah. Just call them up with that and shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Twitter poll question is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Who do you expect to reach the Super Bowl from the AFC? All right, Ree, your expectations. Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, other.
Bills, Chiefs. I'm going to go Bills.
Okay, Seltzer?
Bills.
Of course everyone's going to pick the Bills.
I picked the Bills before. No, I didn't actually.
I'm picking the Chiefs.
So never mind. I picked the Chiefs and the Lions.
John,
so.
You are Chiefs?
Yeah.
All right. John, how do you think people voted online?
I think Chiefs probably gets it.
All right. First off, other got 1%.
Who bothers to vote other?
1% of people, apparently.
Some Steeler fan out there, you know, like, oh, what about my team? All right. The Ravens get 11%. 52% Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Over 50.
Against the Eagles. Eagles-Bills. 36% say the Chiefs.
New Orleans will Andy melt Reed, to guys. The ground. Eagles-Bills, New Orleans will
Andy
melt
Reed,
to the ground.
Patrick Mahomes. Wow. Steve Spagnuolo.
Josh
Allen, baby.
We're not
going to
see him in the first round for a reason.
We need a winning answer for who or what is one of the
kind. I think it's Jim Abbott or Muggsy Bogues for me.
And what about the internet?
I think it's Jim Abbott or Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah. I think internet's pretty good. Like the World Wide Web is a massive
it's
concept.
It's an unwieldy answer.
I like Muggsy.
I love
right?
Muggsy. Yeah.
Muggsy.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Those are my two. I'm good with Muggsy.
All right. Last thing. Name the three NBA players Muggsy Bogues had teammates in high school that went on to the NBA.
Xavier
he was
something?
Teammates with three players?
Four NBA players
on
in
the same
high school.
High school? Wow, I didn't know this.
Was one named Xavier?
Who?
Was one named Xavier?
Nope.
No?
I've never heard this. Who are they?
I have
Reggie
it.
Williams, David Wingate, and Reggie Lewis.
That's amazing. Oh, Reggie Lewis, like
Bogues.
Celtics Reggie
yes.
Lewis? Wow, I had no idea.
And Muggsy Bogues were on the same high school.